good luck, Manish. We want to see what we can search with regards to anything.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Can we have the slide, please? Hi guys, my name is Manish Sharma. I work for Microsoft as technical evangelist. And I'm a part of a developer experience team who actually build real life experiences for you in order to adapt new technologies. And this is my Twitter handle. You can definitely note down, and I'd love to start any technical conversation if you have any. And you can keep updated about the latest and greatest. Today we are going to talk about Azure Search. We are going to just check out all these topics. Before I start, how many of you are basically working with application who is requiring search? Wow, quite a good hand. Okay, no worries. So, the very important aspect is, we put our soul and mind into developing application, and most of time the developer is actually putting their effort on validation, on CRUD operations, on different feature and functionality of the application, which is very important for any application. But the feedback we used to get from the user is based on the search experience, the silly text box which actually asking user to input the search criteria, and that's it. So to start with, I wanted to touch base different issues we have in terms of search. Because of lot of search engines now, user is expecting the same experience as we have in the web search engines in our normal applications. There are different areas where we have search requirement. We usually need to find a needle in haystack, and haystack is growing bigger and bigger, and there are a lot of things available for satisfying our search requirement. How many of you have actually worked on SQL Server full text search? Okay, so basically SQL Server full text search is gives you a search a functionality on the basis of selected columns on a specific table. So it will give you a search interface where you can specify that we need to have this search criteria, and it will give you the records. That's one thing, but this is not actually satisfying our hunger of getting data early as soon as possible in within milliseconds of time. Most of our developer basically having a background of development. They are not a full-fledged scientist for they don't have well-versed experience in search algorithms. Few years back, I still remember there was index library which was very much popular, and it's that library still is the base of all the search libraries which are available out there. That is an open source library. Can anybody tell me the name of that library? Okay. I think you gave me the answer first, so I would like to give you a goodie. Arvani, can help me out? Thanks. Yeah, so Lucene was the first search library that was catering a search requirement. What it does is basically SQL Server, Oracle, RDBMS. So what RDBMS does is RDBMS basically stores data onto file system, but it actually creates a lot of indexes. And it was injecting in our mind that we need to have a lot of different indexes before we actually reach to a particular document which we are searching for. The evaluation of that particular document will require a lot of different checks and balances such that it will reach to a particular document. In Lucene actually was a very breakthrough in search technology. What it does is basically it actually creates a flat file index, and that flat file index is basically on your file system, and it directly take out the data whenever you hit any criteria. And there are a lot of different feature and functionality was built around that Lucene library itself. But we never get satisfied, and we are always searching for more and more. So in recent times, we saw a lot of implementation of Lucene, like Elasticsearch, and there are a lot of different Solar, for example. So those are basically built on top of Lucene, so they can actually give you additional functionalities. Now, still, there are chances. Okay, how many of you have actually implemented Solar or Elasticsearch? Can I see some hands? Okay. So I'll give you the context. So if you need to search a particular document because it's basically of the same technology, so you need to have a index which is basically written in your file system. Now that will not be able to elast based on your requirement. That will not be able to give you high availability. If you need to go for high availability, you need to have synchronization between servers and have a same data on both the indexes. So there are a lot of challenges we saw in implementation of that particular search libraries. So what we have is Azure Search. Azure Search is giving you so Azure Search is built on top of Azure platform, and it's giving you high availability. This is a platform as service. So we always make sure that you will be getting your search availability on 99.99%. So that is SLA we have driven on the basis of your search interaction, not on the basis of that virtual machine is up or something like that. So what you will be getting in Azure Search? So Lucene and all of additional search libraries require you to think and create a lot of infrastructure behind the scenes. Before that, you can actually use it. You need to write a lot of services. You need to write a lot of index building mechanism, which needs to be taken care by yourself. But now it's definitely available out of the box. I'll touch base how you can actually configure and use in your application. Very key. So you're already looking at the slide. There is one specific feature which actually I have touched base few minutes ago. What is the main pain area in terms of search? And we are catering here. Can anybody name that particular feature which is listed down there in my slide? Don't say, just raise your hand. Yeah, tell me. No, that's fine. You? Scale out. Yes. This is the most critical area which is basically we are targeting scaling out. So how you can actually scale out and provide a large data making searchable for your application. I'll give you the goodie code in few minutes. Okay, no worries. So, very important thing that the moment you're coming from any other platform. Okay, so if you have already an application which you wanted to port to Azure Search, it's very easy. I'll give you a walkthrough of code how you can actually use that particular REST API in your .NET code, and you can directly connect to Azure Search. So there are very, I'll not say that you need not to change your code, but you need to change your code only in a specific layer. That's it. Other than that, it will be taken care of. So there are five different aspect we have in our Azure search. So we need to go for all these steps. So I'll rather than showing you just slide, I'll give you a glimpse of how you can actually create a Azure search. So this is our preview portal. And you just need to click on New. Oh, sorry. Give me a moment. I'll duplicate the screen. Great. Okay, so you just need to go to Data Plus Storage and click on Search. Innovative feature we have incorporated in our search, this preview portal. The more number of service you are actually targeting, that category will be automatically coming in your recent caption. If you look at here, I've actually done DocumentDB demo and search, so it's already coming under the recent one. So every time you need not to go to that particular path which is required, so you can directly specify the name. So we can say Azure Conference. Somebody have already taken this name. So maybe AZCUNF1. Okay, very important thing. You need to select the pricing tier. There are two pricing tier right now. One is free, one is standard. With standard, we have 15 million documents limit. That is one thing, but please focus on the query per second limit, because that is most critical for your application. You need to really identify that how many queries you actually performing in real time, based on which you need to select number of units. If you need only this particular limit, you are fine with one unit, that's fine. But if you need more, then you can consider partitioning or I'll say a replication. So I'll talk about it in few minutes. Then resource group, this is a new way to group your resources. Then location. Okay, it is very important to select the location, the same location in which you're developing or hosting your application. Otherwise, it will be giving you two issues. One is latency, and second is additional charges. Because the moment you are taking data out of data center, you will be getting charged. Okay, can anybody tell me what is the country of that North Europe? North Europe. Okay. Sorry? Okay. Netherlands. Who actually? Okay. Both of guys. Okay. No worries. I'll ask you the question again. Because it's a conflict. Next time, please just raise your hand, and if I ask, then only answer your question. Answer the question. Okay, so it will take approximately 5-10 minutes to create to provision a service. So the moment you provision a service, I've already created a Azure search. During our Azure night, I have actually had a demo of Azure search. How many of you were actually here at Azure night? Quite a few. So good morning, guys. Okay. I have already created a service, so you need not to wait for it. You will get a URI as you are getting a URI for other services. So you need to access it. You will be getting primary key and secondary keys, just like you are getting in different service. But apart from that, you also get a queryable keys. Now, the difference between two is with primary key or secondary key, you actually modify the indexes. You actually push the documents onto the index. But with the queryable keys, you will only be able to query the data. That's it. Another difference we have is queryable keys are can be specified in query string, but your admin keys will not be cannot be specified in the query string, because query string is something which can be hackable. So we always recommend that you should go for header. Okay, so I think I'll answer you the moment we finish it up, but just give you a small answer. The primary key and the secondary key are basically a way to access. The way to prevent access of any unauthorized guys. So always keep in mind that you can have something called key vault as well. So that key vault will give you abstraction layer, which actually you need not to share your keys with a third party. For everyone. So if you spin up a new blob storage, you will be getting primary key, secondary key. If you spin up a new mobile services, you must be getting primary key, secondary. Okay, I think we can ask this question from the audience. Sorry? So we asked this question to audience. So can anybody tell me that? Can anybody answer this question? That what do we have primary key and secondary key with the subscription or with the service? So how many say yes to subscription, and how many say to the service? Great. So yes, with the service you will be getting a primary key and secondary key, but we completely understand your security requirement. That let's say if third party is developing your application and you don't wanna give your keys to them, definitely you can have a key vault, which is an abstraction layer between your application and the service. Okay, so coming back to this one, so we have different indexes created already, and this is the maximum threshold. So after 50 million documents, you will be getting an error saying that you need to increase the number of units. So we have already created provisioned a service. Just wanted to highlight, because this is a very important aspect. If you want to check out a particular index, you need to specify this particular command. This is a little bit older. Why? Because if you look at the API number, it's 2014 or something like that. Currently, it's 2015, Feb 28. So I'll directly jump into creating index. I'm using a tool called Fiddler. Let me check. I've already done a lot of things. So what you can create is you specify the correct API version, 2015-02-28, and specify your key. I have specified the API key, which is admin key. This is not query key. Then favorite one, the JSON document, where you need to specify the name of your index, and then you need to specify your field, what field you wanna look at. Now, These are the few touch points. The data types we are supporting. So every data type you need to add a prefix called EDM. So whenever you specify a data type, say EDM dot, then data type. And there is something called key. So one is key, and rest is non-key, of course. It's just like a primary key of your database. The purpose of the keys is you can directly access a document by specifying the keys. You can specify a URI. That URI will directly land up you a particular document. There are different significance of you can specify the significance of a field, like these are searchable, suggestion. We also use facets. We also have geolocations. So if you look at the geopoint data type, and then we have a sorting. We also support paging as well. So I'll show you in the Fiddler. How many of you still able to see it? Okay, no worries. So you just need to, I'll clear the results. I'll remove it and I'll post it. Okay, so I'm getting 201. 201 means created. Now we have created an index. We can also specify a few more things like course options. These are very important when you have cross origination points. So if you are accessing application which is on different domain and your search is on different domain, then it will give you cross domain error that you can prevent it from here. So you can specify while creating the index itself. One very important thing, keep in mind, let's say if I have 20 fields in my table, so there is no need of putting all those 20 fields onto Azure Search. You can just concentrate only on the fields which are searchable or having any search significance. Even though they are not searchable and you wanted to have a facets on top of it, you can do that. Sorting on top of it, you can do that. But if the fields which are very much insignificant or non related to your search, you can just ignore them. I'll show you. So we have already provisioned a service. We now we have created an index. Now, actually, your voice is not audible. Can you speak a little louder?
Hello.
Yeah. If I have lots of Word file or some other file which can be contain searchable data, like one option is you say table, and table may have multiple fields and we can search. But is it possible to search from such files? We can store file data somewhere.
Yeah, very very good question. I think good one. Yes, I think so. Basically, there is a file management system we have, document management, SharePoint. So that SharePoint will take care of it. But actually, this is a very specific to a index search. So if you are able to, let's say you put 100 documents, and that document have a smallest, searchable data. That searchable data or tags, you can put it onto Azure Search, and Azure Search will give you the path of the document, and then you can correlate both the things. So actually, it won't give you or it won't store the document as such. So you can have combination of two. This is please remember, this is a very lightweight search functionality for you, and it will give you a result in milliseconds of time. So if you need to continue getting this high performance, make sure that you optimize the search indexes.
Is there any other option apart from Azure Search for that functionality? Azure Search is not providing that functionality, but anything in Azure?
No. I'm saying that Azure Search. This is very important to how you are architecting your application. So with blob storage, we give you high availability and reliability of your document. And if you want to, you know, use the search, you can go either go for the table storage or you can go for this Azure search. Or if you're really looking for document management system, then you can spin up SharePoint machines or any document management application from Marketplace. Sure. So I think I'm actually coming to that point. Right now I'm indexing data. The moment we jump to searching data, your answer question will get answered. So there are various different aspects of search, Azure search. You can send data one by one based on your requirement. You can connect your SQL Server directly with the Azure search. Please make sure that this is on the basis of change data capture technology.
SQL, we have full text in search and all. So can we leverage that in Azure search?
Actually, so basically there is a difference between full text search and SharePoint search and this search.
And Lucent search, there are various types of search. Lucent search.
So Lucene, basically there's a difference between two. So it actually gives you high performance because it's very lightweight. It need not to traverse all the indexes.
Okay.
So it will actually just focus on the documents which you are specifying. That's it. The scope of this search is index.
Okay.
You can upload the documents on the batch, and it can be 1,000 documents can be uploaded at a time. So you can have a different options. One, to sanitize your data based on the updation. So you can go for any CRUD operations here.
I have a question actually. Indexes are like memory overheads. And again, there are like two hopes, right? When you refer index, and then index will point to some other location, right? So two overheads, right? One is like memory, and another. Unlike Google BigQuery, which is like a columnar search, right? Why can't like Azure think of something which is like a one?
Yeah. Hope? So I think fine. So most of time, if you are even go to any search engine like Bing or something else, so even in the Bing search engine, people are not worrying about your detail of the search results. They are just concentrating on the few stuff like. Is it heading relevant for me? And there is a study which is actually coming out there, and they say that most of people are just looking at one or two pages of your search results. So it's very important to architect your application in such a way that whatever relevance your application will have can only be shown immediately. So there, after you need not to go to details for every document. So every document will not be significant for that particular user. And the moment any document is significant, of course, a user can click on that and see the details. Be it of mouse over or be it of any event, but definitely you can check out that. Okay, so this is how you can send the document to index. Again, a JSON. Here you need to specify the URI. Apart from URI, you need to specify the name of your index. So what we did is we have created indexes in here. So we can just refresh it and see if it is showing it here or not. So you can specify search action based on your requirement, and you can also specify the keys. Make sure the key is unique, because it will actually behave like a primary key. So we have created an index, Azure Conference, but we have not pushed any document. So I can go to a Fiddler, and I specify the Azure Conf. and then docs, and then index. Okay, so actually I have grumbled this particular JSON. So just make sure that I think this is not this is irrelevant in real life. I'll show you how you can actually write that particular code onto .NET. So that way, you need not to bother about your document formatting as such. So we push the data. Now we can search it. So there are two ways to search it. One, we can directly jump to the document, or we can search it by specifying the search criteria. So first is we can specify a document. We can specify here, this is hello ID. So if I execute, oh, okay. Actually, I did a silly mistake. I have not specified the name of the index. So here you go. You get the document directly specifying the key of that particular document. Second is, which is more relevant here, you can specify the search. So let's say if you are searching for a particular text, hello. You need to just specify the index name. And that's it. Okay, so I think my API key is not valid, I think. So I can go to another, okay. So I think I have not specified. The API version correctly, the URI was wrong. So you can click on it. And here you go. So you get the document back the moment you specify. Oh, sorry, I think I've specified the text wrongly. It was demo. So if I specify demo, then I'll be getting result back. Oh, I think I'm doing some goof up, probably. Okay, sure. So I think it's time to just directly jump to Visual Studio and see if we check out the code, what code we need to write in order to get this thing working in our applications. So what I did is I've actually created an MVC application, which is a plain vanilla MVC application. Nothing fancy about it. Very simple, just to give you the context. So in index.cshtml, what I did is I've written a small HTML line just to showcase you the search functionality. And I have written a small line of code for search. So what it does is basically it take out the criteria, what criteria you are going to specify, and I'll return the JSON documents. So you specify the criteria here. So here you go. So what I did is basically I have taken out all the data which is there in my Azure search. This is not a combination of both the things like SQL Server and the Azure search. But the moment I click on this long sleeve, then I'll be getting a detailed document information which is coming out of database. So that way you can actually saving a lot of hits in database. And those hits are very costly, believe me, if you are running into production where you are actually performing a lot of transaction on the fly. So that is one thing. And if you can, so this is how you can search. So I'll just give you a small glimpse how you can actually post. Nothing fancy, small code, a few liner code which actually gives you this document. Sorry? Yeah, you can actually, the type I have specified, you can use any type. You can also use a GeoPoint. I think it's a good question. I've never tried it, but with Azure Search, but definitely it should be there. But I'll check it out and let you know. Maybe. Okay, maybe. Basically, this Azure Search is getting a lot of different feature functionality. We just have added 20 different languages. So I have actually prepared a small demo for you in Hindi. And I just wanted to show you that demo. So before that, I just wrap up this stuff. For paging, you can specify top and skip, just like you do in LinkU. And for facets, you actually specify the columns. And for every column, if you specify a facet, this is very useful. So we can directly go to a small line of code. I'm not going to write it. So I'll just copy and paste, and I'll show you how it will look like and what is the use of the facets. So small HTML. Just bear with me for 2 minutes. I'll just write down a table and tr, tds. In one TD, what I'll do is I have a facets, and in the second TD, I'll have a search result. So in the first TD, I'm just pasting up my code. And in the second one, I'll have the search. I hope the demo got with me. So the moment a user specify a search criteria, it will actually check out all the facets, and it will give you a count in front of facets. So these are the facets we have, and that this is a very very common and very useful technology where you can actually categorize on the fly, and you can have a filter on the fly. So you can have hyperlinks. And that hyperlink can actually add a filter criteria to your search results. So that whenever a person hit on this particular thing, you will have another drill down. And with SQL Server, FTS, full text search or whatever, you need to basically hit another hit to database to get the counts. So here I'm getting the count at once. So there are no to and fro communication, just for count. No. But definitely, if you have indexed it properly, if you have specified the keys correctly, then probably yes. String. Basically, I have specified entire data in string. Okay. So one more quick thing. Okay. So I'm actually specifying a search criteria and I'm hitting the text box and then I'm getting the result. But most of time your user is asking you the search suggestion feature. And believe me, that search suggestion is really a nightmare most of times when you need to really hit database multiple times and unnecessarily. There is no, I have personally seen that hit basically gives you, increases the utilization of resources. So you can directly just add this particular line of code onto controller. Nothing fancy. Again, the search, the action controller, you just need to add. To give you additional functionality, just go to home controller. And I'm specifying. I hope you are able to see the code, right? The last row? Okay. Okay, so I just need to add couple of line of codes to actually integrate to Vue. So I just need to compile the code. I think you are familiar with this autocomplete jQuery function, right? I tried to make this demo simple, vanilla, so that you can take sense out of it and you can use it for your implementations. So I'm using long lot of time. So here you go. So you can just choose this. That's it. And you have the search serving for you in few clicks. That's it. Right now, we don't have support for multiple indexes. So you cannot search across the indexes. So you need to design an index, which is actually a self-sufficient search. And believe me, the point is that it's not a relational database that you want to build a relation in between the indexes. You need to keep it really simple, plain vanilla, so that you'll get a fast result and the result is so complete that you can implement in your UI. So if you are actually performing a lot of calculations behind the scenes, I think there is no fun in it. It will actually give you a slower performance than any other search technique. Yes, a very good question. Yes, you can categorize your indexes based on your field. You specify a field, and that field will have a just like a category, and that category will have some data. And that data, you can specify what significant it has in the search. If it is facet, you specify the facet equal to true. If it is search suggestion, specify the search suggestion equal to true. I think you remember the slide which I have shown previously. So these are the basically significance you can make. You can specify facets, you can specify sorting, suggestion or search. These are the operators we support by default. So you can use these operators and make your application really intuitive. Okay, so these are typical type of query string searches. So you can choose anyone based on your requirement. Yeah, very important geospatial indexes, because most of time now the application is incomplete without a map. Most of time, because we are actually working in real life scenario where we actually ask that how many hotels we have in nearby location, but we actually mean that how many good hotels we have in nearby location or how many hotels which are having a good ranking in the hotel. So you can use this particular stuff to actually sort it out you know, optimize it based on your requirement, your business requirement. Okay, so how many of you actually know geospatial indexes? So geospatial indexes is basically that you need to define latitude and longitude, and every object will have a single point latitude and longitude, until and unless you're talking about a geography. So if you're talking about India's map, then it's polygon. Otherwise, if you're talking about Delhi, then it's a latitude and longitude. So what you can do, you specify in the geo point itself and search it on the basis of three criteria. So you can specify on the distance, you specify on you know, intersection. Okay, so I think very important, just wanted to cover in you know, couple of minutes. There are instances where you wanted to boost your results. So let's say if you have you know, million of documents and somebody is searching for, you know, X number of documents, we usually give a ranking on the basis of relevance. But if you want to boost the document on the basis of your custom criteria, for example, you wanted to have a advertised or any specific thing on top of everything, then you can definitely use any function. So there are three categories of a function we have. So magnitude, in order to what is the magnitude of that particular search criteria, freshness, and the distance. Okay, one last thing, which is again actually related to your provisioning of search. So basically, the moment we have configured a search service, we actually provision only one unit. But if you want to scale up, you can go for two options. One option is partition, second is replication. So the more partition you'll have, the more documents you can store. So the limit of 15 million can multiply by number of units. If you have more replicas, you can achieve high availability and QPS, the better performance. So this is a typical you know, pricing structure we have. Then we have a multi-language support. Okay, so I think I quickly show you this thing. This will be the last one, then I'll take up questions. Okay, so what I did is I have created a small sample for you. So we had a Azure Conf. So this index basically have a title as Hindi, title underscore HI. So in order to specify this particular thing, you need to have So by the way, somebody was asking me for, you know, that you won't be able to search the complete criteria. You can specify wildcards. So if it is not, you know, specifying or it is not helping you to search a specific thing. So you can use wildcards. So only the star one. This is, I'll show you. So if I specify the star, let me see if I have documents in it. Sorry, I don't have documents. So I'll check out which index is having maximum documents. I'll just quickly show you that. So catalog, okay, so I'll use catalog. So you get all the you know, number of documents here. Okay, so I think Let's go to the Hindi one. Okay, so in order to specify a field which can expect any language other than English, you need to specify analyzer, and the list of analyzer is available at MSDN. You need to specify the short code for that language plus .lucene. So you can use this as a reference for your implementation. And then, okay, so I think demo 3 is currently supporting it. So let me send it to demo 3. Okay, so I have already I've already indexed it. So I'll do one thing. I'll quickly search this particular thing. Right now, my English keyboard will not allow me to test. Specify the Hindi words. I'll try. Let's see. So here you go. Okay. So you get a matching for both the things. So it actually consume singular, plural, and all the other grammatical verbs, etc., for a particular word. So the same thing happened with same thing you can do with 19 other languages apart from English. Thank you so much. This is it. Now it's time to basically questions. So you can use this as a reference. There are two. What I did is actually I've shortened the URL. So you can note it down. Feedback is important, and you need to share your experience with us. So you can use this as a reference for giving the feedback. And we have a
the index.
Yes. So I think this is a very good question. In fact, I'll give you a goodie for this. The question is having two parts. One part is if I have a change in my data table, whether I'll be getting an update in index or not. And second question is whether this particular thing can be performed automatically without writing a code. Yes. It is supported in SQL Server. There is a functionality called CDC, Change Data Capture, which you can use to integrate your Azure Search with the SQL Server. So the moment something happened or to your records in that table, it will automatically be updated. And you just need to write a small line of configuration, that's it. So nothing. Yes, it will create it.
My question is it possible to make a multi-index search using a Azure Search API?
Sorry?
Is it possible to make a multi-index search using Azure Search API?
Okay, so that actually I have answered already, but I'll touch base again. So if you have multiple indexes, it cannot span to multiple indexes. See, the point is I'm making here that it's not RDBMS where you have multiple relational stuff. It's actually a small flat file index which is self-sufficient. So wherever, let's say if you are searching for a particular hotel or searching for a particular product, you don't wanna club two things. You actually, if you are searching for a product, you are searching for a product. If you are searching for an index, you are searching for index. But if you want to club both the things for suggestion or something like that, yes, you can do that through your application, but we don't support directly.
Yeah, but we can make it a multi-index search by you can search the multi-index, then you can split them and search them and merge the result and show to the client. Then it become a multi-index search.
yes and no, because if you can club in your application, feel free to do that. But we don't actually. View. Yeah, you are right. You are right. From database, yes, you can create a view and club it with the. Yes. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. But the point is, data view is correct one, because if you have multiple tables, collect it to a view and put it onto Azure Search, and then you will be able to get it from that Azure Search index.
I have two questions. One is, like, why is the JSON being used for, how is JSON being used for the search queries as I saw on the slides? And why is JSON is the only medium of communication?
A very, very good question you have asked. Okay.
I have also attended the IoT sessions of Azure, and I want to know, how is IoT getting integrated with your search?
So I think you're clubbing two things. IoT is getting connected to Event Hub. It will actually pump the data, and you can do a lot of different additional things there. Azure Search is focused only on index. The scope of Azure Search is index. So if you are searching anything, you will be searching only in the index. So how you are populating index is up to you, whether you are getting it from database or you are getting it from other sources. JSON is basically a standard now, because with JSON you can have a different structures, and JSON is very lightweight. IoT does not support anything other than what you are coding it. So let's say if you are having a sensor, sensor will give you an event. Now the event is...
sensor itself is so intelligent that it makes a communication with Azure. It's called Azure.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry. No worries. I think we'll connect it offline.
All right. So how is caching... In search,
right?
On top of indexing.
Yes. Azure Search itself doesn't cache anything. Mm-hmm. And there is no need of, because it actually a very fast search. It will give you a result in few milliseconds. But yes, very important point that you need to, once you are architecting your application, consider it as a search piece plus a cache piece. So you can have Redis cache for your detail stuff, which we had a discussion. And you can have a search for your listing stuff. So we can use both the things.
Excuse me, sir.
Is this Azure Search geo-deployed, or can we configure it so that it's geo-replicated?
Sorry, I didn't get you.
The Azure Search, you showed that while creating the search, we can select which region it will be deployed.
Yes, we can. Right? We can select.
And then in another screen, I think you showed that we can create replications. So can these replications be
within across? Same region? Within same region.
So if I have a geo-deployed application, and let's say one is deployed in US, other one is in Europe.
So I'll suggest you create two different search service and consume separately. Otherwise, you'll be getting a lot of latency.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So
the last question of the day, right?
Yeah. So while paging the search results, can we filter out the results? So what is the procedure to apply the filters in the search results in Azure?
Azure Search is giving you filter criteria. On the basis of criteria, it will give you the results.
Okay.
The filtered results. You need not to do anything. The point here is,
if can we apply explicitly the certain criteria, say certain categories for the search results, for the type of search results?
So I think we connect offline, because this is a little different from what I have shown. So I'll touch
on this. You have been wonderful audiences. Do fill out the feedback forms. Let's start the keynote on time. It's 5:30. India has won. We need to celebrate that also, along with closing out the conference on such a great note.
Thank you.
You didn't know? All right. Who's given all the feedback sessions so far? Come on. You want the bag? You can take the bag.
Sure, you can take it. Yeah, you can take it.
Thank you. You did ask questions.
Please.
Sorry?
No worries. You can take this.
He needs a bag.
No, but I need a bag.
Hold on, hold on. We'll get you a bag.
Yeah. We have? I don't know.
We'll get you a bag. What's your name?
Saikil.